Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the defensive side of the ball, had to sort of prepare differently for Josh Allen. It used to be, oh, look, you could just do what you wanted to do defensively. If you wanted to play man coverage, you play man coverage. You want to play zone coverage, you play zone coverage, and you're going to be okay. But as he showed over the start of the year, he was able to carve teams up a little bit. Teams had to sort of game plan a bit more for him.
That's Mark Schofield from USA Today. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us. Oh, the sun is out, and it is a lovely Bills Football Monday on WGR. It is, I would assume for many of you, hopefully, a lovely shorter work week, since hopefully you'll be off Thursday. Perhaps you're off Wednesday. Perhaps you're off Friday. Who knows? 803-0550 to join us. We've been talking about hanging out and watching football all day yesterday, predominantly the Dolphins game, because that was of great interest to Bills fans, and how overall the bye week made you feel about the Bills. I'll give you one nominee, 1 point on that, Mr. White. Even though they ended up losing, I went to bed at halftime. It was a pretty, really good game. That win over the Raiders, that's a real good win. The Raiders have a really good offense. Their defense is still something that's not that great, and they have issues there, although I think they were dealing with a lot of COVID stuff this week. Guys were missing practice. I think they were still down a couple or three starters on defense. But Derek Carr's having a really good year. That's a good offense, and the win in Las Vegas earlier this year is looking like a real, real good win. I think some of the Bills' wins you feel better about as the season has played out, and I think that's one of them. Even though they ended up losing last night, they played Kansas City toe-to-toe, had a lead into the final few minutes, couldn't close out the game with their defense, beat them earlier this year. That's a very nice victory for the Bills over the Raiders earlier this season. Mm-hmm. What else struck you about how I feel good about the division? Thankfully, Miami lost yesterday. That's the main thing we've been talking about. I think if you were feeling, I wouldn't say, worried is too strong a word. If there's a little voice in the back of your brain that kept whispering, don't bury the Patriots yet. They've got 6 losses, and they've got some really tough games ahead of them. I think you can now bury the Patriots.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, they still could be a tough game for the Bills.
Yes, but I mean, they could beat the Bills. But after beating Baltimore, I think people were like, oh, no, New England. No, I think they're dead.
Yeah, Houston and Detroit is the Thanksgiving game, the early one.
Oh, so that's okay, good. Deshaun Watson. Nice.
So you, not only that, the reason I'm thinking about that is that you'll get to see – hopefully the AFC playoff picture and New England is in the hunt, right? I think they'll be right there in the hunt.
Yeah, I guess would them and Denver still be okay? I guess they would put the 4-6s in the hunt.
Yeah, maybe.
Boy, there how many? Yeah, I guess they could, because Baltimore. I wonder if they would. Baltimore and Miami are outside at 6-4. They would definitely be in the hunt. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they would add Denver and New England at this point. That'll be fun to watch.
You got to include as many teams as possible, right?
Yeah, so 4 teams would be in the hunt.
Yeah. Good times. You know, it's funny, like, watching yesterday, I had a couple things. One, I don't think Baltimore is that good, especially offensively. Number two, I really want to see the Bills get a second crack at the Titans.
Tennessee, yeah, right.
Tennessee was playing great at the time. They're not playing as well. Mm-hmm. That game went south. The Bills are missing Tre'Davious White and John Brown in that game. And you know, in terms of how it affects your offense, we've seen that John Brown being out is a big deal.
Yes.
You know, there's a pass that goes off the hands of Andre Roberts, intercepted on the first pass of the game for the Bills. Tre'Davious White, you had Josh Norman covering A.J. Brown. Like, it's just both sides of the ball would get notably better. And I just want to see another game against the Titans. they don't have to. You know, they can play anybody, but it would just be fun, I think, to see. Let's see what that looks like a second time, if it looks like the same kind of game. You know, the Ravens I mentioned, the Steelers. The Steelers are just not playing a difficult schedule at all, and their wins are over Tennessee and Baltimore. You know, the two teams I just mentioned; those are their best wins. So we'll see. Bills. It made me look forward to Bills Steelers a lot.
I think with the Steelers game. The one thing, I mean, you'd still look at it and go, okay, it's still Roethlisberger. You know, it's not like he shot or anything. But I think earlier this year, the big story was Chase Claypool. And yesterday, Deontay Johnson had a whale of a game.
Yeah.
So that's two really, when it comes time to talk about playing Pittsburgh, that would be a very difficult matchup because they've got two very talented receiving targets for him.
Yep. Yeah. And then there's the Bills, you know. Where do they slot in? Kansas City is the class of the AFC to me. And then I think the Bills are on that. I mean, are they same tier with Pittsburgh? The Bills' losses are...
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good
Arizona,
question.
Tennessee, and Kansas City. What do the Steelers do against those three teams? You know, they did beat Tennessee at home. What do they do against Kansas City? They probably lose.
I don't think they would outscore Kansas City. No. They'll be hoping their defense keeps the game close.
Yeah. So we'll see. Like, I feel I feel good about them. If the Bills had beaten the Cardinals, which they were, you know, obviously very close to doing, we'd be talking about them right there in that race for a number two spot, maybe, depending on how things go for the Chiefs and the Steelers. But, you know, it was weird. Like, we've had a couple games this year where it's not Sunday at 1 o'clock. So knowing it was a bye week, the morning didn't feel all that different. Last week was a 4 o'clock game. There's been Mondays and Tuesdays. And, you know, we've had an opportunity to watch the Red Zone channel and then, all right, here comes the Bills game. This time, I always had that feeling of, they're really not going to play today, huh? Really?
Yeah.
Really not going to play.
It was odd. It felt like they were in the Sunday night game or the Monday night game. It just all day you kept thinking, okay, I'm just kind of biding time until they start playing again, and it was kind of strange. I think Pittsburgh's interesting, Jeremy. I don't know what tier to put them in, which is kind of odd when you think – there's a 10-0 team, and you're not entirely sold on whether they're in the first tier in their conference. There's no question Kansas City is, and I don't know what to do. Like I said, when I've watched them, you know, they didn't look great in the first half against Jacksonville. They end up getting four picks. I mean, they're playing Jake Luton and they're picking him off four times. What are you gonna do? They didn't look that great against Dallas, and if Ben DiNucci wasn't playing, maybe they lose that game. I don't know. When they got quote challenged. They beat Tennessee when Cleveland came to town, right? People were excited about the Browns and what they were doing. They obliterated the Browns. So I'm not quite sure what to think and whether I should just say, yep, they're in that tier. There's tier one. It's Kansas City. It's Pittsburgh. Boom, done. And then the Bills are either the lead of the tier, the next tier, or it's just a big schmozzle in tier two. I don't know. I don't know what to make Pittsburgh yet. I'm looking forward to that game against them because I'm not sure how good they are. I know their defense is really good, but I don't know if I should be giving them that kind of respect that you would normally put on a team that's 10-0.
Mm-hmm. 10-0. Not going to go 16-0, right?
I'll answer that question for you at 8:30. I'm putting together a little segment at 8:30 about them going 16-0 and the Jets going 0-16.
Do you want them – here's a fun one. Would you like them to be undefeated when they play the Bills?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Get the first crack at them?
Yeah. Let's go. I mean, I think that'd be really cool for them to be undefeated. I mean, if they get through – who they got? They got Baltimore Thursday night.
They should win that game.
And then, I think they have a very winnable game after
Washington.
That. Okay, yeah, that is a very winnable game after that. So they could be, right? Where's their schedule? They play at Cincinnati. No Joe Burrow. Oh, no, that's after the Bills. So, yeah, it's just Washington. If they beat Baltimore, they're going to be 12-0 coming to play the Bills. They're not losing to Alex Smith in Washington.
What a Sunday night game!
12-0. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So wait a minute. Yeah, I don't think the Bills are catching the one seed. So who are you rooting for? Pittsburgh or Baltimore Thursday night? You want Pittsburgh to win so they'll be 12-0 coming here?
I don't really think
the Bills could catch Pittsburgh in the standings?
No, I don't think they can catch them in the standings. No, I mean they've got Washington, Cincinnati, and Cleveland still left. So that's they're going to win those three games.
Right.
They do have tough games with Baltimore. And they play Buffalo and Indy.
Yeah.
But no, I don't want to say I don't care. I do want to see Pittsburgh lose because I don't want to I don't know. I don't want to talk about them at like 10-0 anymore. I've shifted on them. I was high on them early in the year, and lately I'm just kind of, I don't know. Their last three wins are against Dallas, Cincinnati, and Jacksonville, and, you know, Dallas was with DiNucci.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already forgot his first name again.
Ben
DiNucci.
Yeah. You don't have him on any of your dynasty teams, huh?
I don't have any Ben DiNucci, no.
All right, I'm just saying, he's probably still available.
How about the Taysom Hill controversy of the week? Were you aware of the fantasy football Taysom Hill controversy?
No, I didn't know there was one, no.
So it was a big, big to-do going into the week that some websites, some leagues, were allowing you to play Taysom Hill at tight end, even though he's a starting quarterback.
Really?
Because he had the designation before he was named the starter as quarterback slash tight end.
Huh.
So a lot of leagues had to face a decision. You know, you have to put it to a vote, have your commissioner make a ruling, whatever. Should you be allowed to play Taysom Hill at tight end?
Well, so he'd be in two positions for fantasy purposes?
He would be your tight end.
Okay, so you wouldn't get – what about his quarterback passing yardage?
Everything counts.
Huh. Now, I feel like that's not – that shouldn't be allowed.
It definitely shouldn't have been allowed. No site should have allowed – Taysom Hill to be a tight end.
Double dipping.
As he's right.
Yeah.
He scored a bunch of points and did really well. He had a nice quarterback day. For a tight end day, it might have been one of the biggest days of the year. Like, tight ends don't put up as much as quarterbacks do. And if you have when Hill became the starter and they announced that, I mean, I went and picked him up in a league because I thought, maybe I'll be allowed to play him at tight end. But Yahoo, one of the sites we run through, shut that down and said, no, he's a quarterback. Like, oh, okay. Well, I tried. I was going to go for the loophole if it was there,
yeah,
but it wasn't there. The fact that they shut it down, you know, I think was probably the right call. So I'm a little bit guilty because I picked him up on the chance that you can make it happen. But, you know, thinking about it, it of course would have been wrong. And anybody that did play him at tight end shouldn't have.
Yeah, that's. It seems like, yeah, it just doesn't seem like it's a fair shake. Like, you're getting
an extra. From what I understand, ESPN allowed you to play him at tight end, which is probably wrong.
That is correct. My brother-in-law did that.
Huh.
Okay. Did he feel bad about it?
No.
Oh, I'm sure he wouldn't feel bad about it.
Was
he the league
say,
commissioner or someone else made the decision?
No, he wasn't, but I will say that he decided to put Taysom Hill at tight end and then had Matthew Stafford as his quarterback, and that
did
not
evened
work
out.
Yeah, he had a bad
Matthew
day.
Matthew Stafford.
gets nothing from them. Are you still alive, Brayton? In your,
we both
did you make it through?
Yeah,
we both made it.
So nothing's on the line for the Monday night game for either of you guys tonight?
Not in that league, no.
All right. That's good. Nice to see you're still alive.
Still alive. Going to the final five or whatever it might be, five or six. So, yeah. But, I mean, Taysom Hill is interesting. I guess credit Sean Payton
for going with
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, I thought he was making a mistake. And I didn't, you know, again, red zone. And I wasn't overly paying attention to when they cut to the game, you know, the Saints and the Falcons. I thought he should have played Winston, but Hill came in. He did okay. I mean, I forget what his final numbers are, but he did just fine. And their defense had a heck of a day against Matt Ryan, and they really limited Atlanta's offense. I thought he should have played Winston, but Mr. Payton knows what he's doing, I guess, because Taysom Hill did just fine. And he went with Bridgewater last year, and they went unbeaten. So maybe Taysom Hill is the answer to get him through this stretch against what? The next two games are still, you know, they play Atlanta again. Forget. It was a pretty easy three-game stretch, the first three games outside of the Breeze injury. I just don't remember who the sandwich game is against. They play Atlanta in the first and third games, and they play another team that's got a losing record in the second of the three games. But he did all right yesterday. I just think Winston is so much fun to watch. He's entertaining. Either he's throwing a touchdown or he's throwing a pick six, but either way, it's not a boring game when Jameis Winston plays. And I'm all about the entertainment.
Yep.
It was the 1 o'clock games yesterday were there wasn't much that excited me. The later games were better. I mean, the Miami game, there was a rooting interest. But the two games that were really entertaining were the Green Bay Indianapolis game was a nice shootout back and forth. And as it turns out, so was Andy Dalton and Kirk Cousins. And the Dallas Minnesota game had some big plays, and that was a nice back and forth game. So the late games made up, and the night game, even though I only saw one half, was a fantastic shootout. But the early schedule, the seven games were just blah. You know, it's no fun watching Jacksonville's offense. Cleveland, Philadelphia, that game was kind of ugly and some really bad weather conditions. I guess it, in a sick, twisted way, it was entertaining just to see how bad Carson Wentz could look. What else? Carolina, Detroit, the Lions got shut out. I wonder if Matt Patricia is still coaching the Lions after today. Actually, Houston, New England was fun. It's always fun watching New England lose. And Deshaun Watson had a whale of a game yesterday, so that was pretty good to watch. But for the most part, the 1 o'clock games were kind of yuck yesterday. I needed the late games to bail us out. Tonight's game should be fun. I think Rams and Tampa tonight should be, I think it'll be an entertaining game. I don't know. It's hard to figure out Jared Goff, but I think it'll be a good game tonight to watch. I wanted to pass along one other thing. You and I were talking last week in rather great detail. You were going to doing a deep dive on Bill's third quarter issues.
Yes.
Because coming out of the bye, I think there'll be a few things people would be talking about. Can you get more out of your running backs? How's your running defense? Your run defense, I should say. And what's up with the third quarter? Can you be a better team in the third quarter? So I looked into, I did not do a deep dive. Jeremy's dive was a lot deeper than mine was. Basically, I wanted to see, I looked at all the different quarters to see, okay, how many scoreless third quarters were there this season? And how does that stack up against the first, second, and fourth? So a couple of things I wanted to pass along. One, you won't be surprised to hear, the third quarter has had the most scoreless quarters for the Bills. 5 of their 10 games, they have not scored any points in the third. 5 out of 10. In the first quarter, one game, second game of the year, or the second Jets game. Yeah. 1 second quarter where they didn't score, New England. And they've scored in every fourth quarter this year. So it's 1, 1, and 0. In the third quarter, it's 5. But, my friends, good news. They're getting better in the third quarter of late. The scoreless third quarters, 5 of the first 6 games. Did you know in the last 4 games they scored in the third quarter in each of the 4 games? Not a ton of points. 7 here, 6 here, 7 there. But their third quarter scoring, they have scored in every third quarter in each of the last 4 games. So it's a little bit of progress. Maybe they're getting a little bit better. I will tell you this, too. I did not do the whole the drive starts in one quarter, but the touchdown happens in the next quarter. That's what I said. I didn't do a deep dive. I just took it for when the touchdown was scored and credited them in that quarter for those points. They're scoring a little bit more in the third quarter. So maybe we'll see what they found out in their bye week with self-scout. Maybe they're beginning to come out of that a little bit. It was much more so the first 6 games of the season where they were really doing nothing.
And Sal found that it was, if you take it out, but the first drives, right? The first drives, they're good. The Bills are a plus 14 on the first possessions of the third quarter.
Okay, so they're coming out and they're scoring or getting a stop and then scoring.
Or getting a stop, right. Yeah. So it's why, to me, it's always been a funny thing to try and pin down. Well, third quarter's a problem. Well, yeah. Not the first drives of third quarters. Okay, and then it's the second through third. You know, like,
yeah.
It can be tough to pin down.
But you know what? I honestly, and we talked about it, they start strong. Their 2 best quarters this year in terms of touchdowns are what?
First and the fourth. First and fourth.
First and fourth. They've scored 10 touchdowns in the first and 11 in the fourth. Those are their highest touchdowns. I like a team. You tell me you start strong and you close strong, I'll deal with a slump in the third quarter.
I'd like to know, maybe I should try and find
if that is a thing.
No, scoring around the league first half to second half. Because when you're watching a game, doesn't it feel a little bit like the second half is where things open up quite a bit? You know, you've got the first quarter, the second quarter, there's not a lot of urgency. Teams will use the clock more. They're not worried about it. And then if you're in the third or fourth quarter, I mean, time can get away from you pretty quick. It just seems like there's much more
urgency,
aggressiveness, urgency, whatever. Right. It just seems like, to me, when I'm watching a game, if it's 14-10 at halftime, I don't expect the final score to be 28-20. I expect things to go, you know, further than that. Because more touched – if I'm a over-under better, I'm not comfortable at halftime really ever because points get put up late. And maybe it's like the last Bills game. What was the score at halftime of the – it was 23 to – no, it was 16-9 at halftime, right?
And then because they scored in the third to go up 23-9.
Right, 16-9, so 25 points in the first half, and the final score ends up being 32-30. So I don't know, just something.
Yeah,
I
the bulk
about.
Of the scoring came in the second half, right?
Or at least the touchdowns. For
62
sure,
Arizona points.
Started getting,
yeah, it was 25 in the first half, and then they ended with 60. So 25 and 37.
It just feels like most games at halftime, the story of the game has not yet been told.
Well, do you think that coaches are more aggressive in the second half? Are they going for it more often on fourth down? Are they maybe a little less hesitant to punt if they're trailing, they're gonna, I don't know. I wonder if maybe coaches just coach the game a little bit differently in the third and then the fourth quarter because they know they're running out of time. They're running out of possessions. There's more of an urgency to get points now as opposed to in the first quarter you're playing the long game. And maybe in the second half you adjust your thinking a little bit. I don't know. Because I don't know. I've never seen the breakdown of first half versus second half scoring in the league this year. It is Bills Football Monday, 803-0550. How are you feeling about the Bills out of the bye week and what happened yesterday? The Miami game, the Dolphins losing, the Patriots losing, maybe some of the other stuff around the AFC. How do you think the Bills stack up with some of the competition in the conference? We're talking about the big picture with you this morning. 803-0550 to join us. 888-552-550. Bills Football Monday, which, by the way, includes Sal with the Extra Point Show. Yes, off a bye week. He is in today to do the Extra Point Show from 10 to noon and take your calls for 2 hours. Bills Football Monday on WGR is presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
City, and then it would have been Tennessee for me, but Indy certainly outplayed them. I think Buffalo could be in that conversation with Pittsburgh's there, although I have concerns about Pittsburgh because when you watch Ben Roethlisberger play, you know, we just saw it with Drew Brees. These are older quarterbacks, and I never root for anybody to get hurt, but I'm just saying watching Ben play, I just don't know if he's going to make it through the season. And I think Buffalo could really be there. Again, my concern with Buffalo is when you know that your opponent's going to run the ball and you can't stop it, that could be really bad. And that's just going to be something that they're going to have to keep trying to improve or put 8 men in the box. But beyond their run defense, I think Buffalo has a chance to really make a run in the postseason here.
That's Mike Tannenbaum, former NFL GM, now an analyst at ESPN. He was on with us last week. And if you missed the interview, it's available in on-demand audio. For what it's worth, the Bills have held the opposing team under 100 yards rushing in half of their 10 games. It's a little bit skewed because Kansas City and Arizona combined, the two of them, rushed for like 500 yards. In 2 games. Let's get some headlines. The Dolphins, big game yesterday for Bills fans to keep an eye on. And Miami lost in Denver 20-13. Tua Tagovailoa struggled. They brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick. He took him on a field goal drive and then tried to drive 99 yards for the game-tying score or even go-ahead score, but he was picked off in the end zone late in that matchup. So Miami is 6-4. The Patriots are 4-6 after losing to Houston. Steelers remain unbeaten. They're 10-0. They beat Jacksonville. The Titans beat Baltimore in overtime on a Derrick Henry game-winning run, 30-24. So Tennessee is 7-3. They're tied with Indy in the AFC South. The Colts have the tiebreaker at this point. They knocked off Green Bay. Both teams are 7-3. Ravens, by the way, are now outside the playoff picture in the conference. They are 6-4. The Chargers play the Bills next. They'll be here on Sunday. They beat the Jets 34-28. Jets are 0-10. Another big day for Justin Herbert. He threw for 366 yards and three touchdowns. Last night, a shootout in Vegas, and KC got a late touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes. First time he's thrown a game-winning touchdown pass in the final 2 minutes of a game. I think that's more about how Kansas City is usually winning big in the final 2 minutes of the game. But anyway, that's the stat on that. They're 9-1. Raiders are 6-4. Joe Burrow likely out for the rest of the season. A possible torn ACL suffered yesterday. And your game tonight is the Rams in Tampa. And we'll have that game here on WGR.
You know, I'm willing to bet that you forgot that you do have to pick the Bills tomorrow.
I didn't forget. Why would you think I forgot that?
Because, you know, they didn't play, and I figured you're going to put up a fight and say, like, what are you going to pick the Bills?
Well, I'm still going to put up a fight because that's what I do. But, no, I didn't forget. Okay. How much do I want to tell you about how stupid crazy I am during a football game?
Let's hear it.
So, yesterday, I mean, the Miami game's going on, okay? So, over the course of the game, it starts at, what, 4:05 and ends at 7, whatever it was. And went right down to the end. I can't tell you how many times I wrote down on my trusty legal pad, here's the Bills' remaining schedule, here's Miami's remaining schedule, as the game is going.
Yeah.
Okay, if they beat Denver, okay, oh, they're going to be 9-3. All right, the Bills have to beat the Chargers to go 8-3. Okay, then if they lose to San Francisco, oh my goodness, they're 8-4. But if they beat Pittsburgh, I am playing with, basically, I'm going through both of the schedules. As the Miami game is playing out, oh, okay, wait, they're down 20-10. All right, good. They're going to lose, so they'll be 6-4. Okay, but then they're still going to beat the Jets, and then Burrow got hurt. Okay, that's definitely a win now for that. I'm stupid crazy.
Yeah, you're going back and forth.
Yeah, I was the whole game. I am staring at both of the schedules going, okay, in 2 weeks, the Bills could be a game behind Miami. This was before they lost to Denver. They could be behind Miami. Man, they really got to beat the Chargers, really got to beat the Chargers. And it was just making me – I make myself nuts is what I'm basically
getting. One thing about this AFC East race, it might shape up to be like last year's playoff race, which is – you're going to have multiple chances to clinch a playoff spot, right? And they did it in Pittsburgh, and it was over.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, they rested their guys and didn't have to worry about it. For this AFC East race, it's probably going to come down to, I think the most likely is win it in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Win in New England to win the AFC East, which would be, I mean, come on.
Delicious.
Right? How great would it be?
Yeah.
The only way it could possibly be better is if New England was the team behind you fighting instead of Miami.
Right.
But whatever. To win it in New England on a Monday night, Bills win the division. If they lose, you know, they've got to hold off Miami maybe in the next week. It really looks like they'll have two cracks at it.
Mm-hmm.
If they hold serve, if they do what we – and that's if they lose to Pittsburgh. You know, if they beat Denver, they beat the Chargers, they lose to Pittsburgh, you know, it looks good. I think it sets up well.
The San Francisco game, what's your feeling on that one right now?
They're on a bye this week too, mm-hmm. right? So we didn't get a chance. It's like the one team we didn't get a chance to get a look at that they've got left.
Yeah,
I don't know what to think about that. I think Kyle Shanahan's a great coach. They don't have some of their best players. You know, how do they win without some of their best players? Not just like, you know, these are some of the best players in the league at their respective positions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to see
if you can give me an idea on how to pick that game tomorrow.
I don't know
because that could be a really big swing game.
Yeah, it's got to be like the most back and forth game on the schedule.
I think so. Yeah, like I really do think. I think I said this to you guys last week. On a week by week, if there's one team on the entire Bills schedule that you go on a week by week basis, go, guys, I can't get a handle on this team. It's San Francisco. I've gone back and forth from, oh, they're not winning in San Francisco. Whoa, how many guys are getting hurt as the season has gone on? And then somehow you write off the Niners and go, well, no, they won this game or they won that game. Or, well, the Bills' run defense isn't good. San Francisco still runs the ball. that game causes me more, and it's not an AFC game, so it's not a huge tiebreaker.
Yeah.
But that game causes me more consternation, I think, than any other game.
Well, you want your
No, I'll save that for tomorrow.
Record, okay.
No, fine. Save it for tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
But because I think if you look at Miami, Jeremy, I don't think they're beating the Chiefs, okay?
No,
so
I don't either.
So best case scenario for Miami is they beat the Jets, they beat the Bengals, they lose to the Chiefs. And they're 9-7-8. They're 9-4 mm-hmm. going into – no, that doesn't. What am I missing? What's their record? 6-4? 7-4, 8-4?
They're 9-5. 9-5.
They're 9-5, best case, going into the last two games. Because you keep bringing up, could the Bills clinch against New England?
Second to last. Is it the Jets?
They play at the Raiders.
At the Raiders. I mean, it could be over before the New England game because Miami loses to the Raiders.
Could be.
Because Miami, we went through this last week.
Well, they play the Raiders the same day the Bills are playing the Patriots.
But Bills-Patriots is Monday night.
Oh, that's right. It's a night game. That's right.
So it could be over. Yeah. It could be over before that game.
That's true.
Because we mentioned this last week coming in. Miami has to be tied when they come here. They can't be a game back.
Yeah. If
the Bills beat New England, they have to. Miami has to be here tied. So, yeah, I mean, if they're playing the Raiders,
and so if they're again, that's best case scenario. Assuming they win the other three, they lose to KC, they're 9-5. So, what are the Bills going into New England? I mean, they're 7-3. So, are you splitting the next four? You know, beat Denver, beat the Chargers. You look to be in really good shape.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, like.
And then you've got to figure out, how good is Pittsburgh? And like we just said, that's why the San Francisco game is driving me batty. Because I think that's really kind of if they win that, I think they're in fantastic shape. But
yeah.
But beat the Chargers, which I'm confident of, and beat Denver, and you should be okay going into the New England game.
Tonight it's Bucks and Rams. And next week it's Bucks and Chiefs.
Ooh.
Not in primetime. It's a 4:25 game.
Oh, that's the
Mahomes
national game.
And Brady. Next week, 4:30.
All right.
Did Tom Brady sign with the Bucs because they have a sweet schedule this year so he could get on as much as possible? Because, they're not just tossing out any old, Bucs-Panthers games in primetime. It is Bucs-Saints, Bucs-Rams. They play the NFC West, right? They match up. Or no, I'm sorry. They cross over just a couple of those games. But, they play the Chiefs here. Like, okay. Tampa's schedule has been tough. They played Green Bay, right?
Can we predict they lost twice to? Oh no, they lost twice to New Orleans. They beat up Green Bay actually.
If you were to design a schedule for them, there's the Saints. They've got Breeze. Then Rodgers. Breeze in the division. Down the stretch, though, Oh wow, it gets really light from here. Oh, never mind. I take it all back. They play the Rams and then the Bucks.
Yep.
I'm sorry, the Rams and the Chiefs.
Yep.
Bye week, and then Minnesota, Atlanta, Detroit, Atlanta.
Ooh, my goodness, that is nice closing schedule.
Tampa's in good shape if they can get through these 2 weeks.
Can I predict now the Bills Bucks game next year is a primetime game?
Oh yeah,
right, because they're gonna.
Yep.
The Bills are at Tampa next year.
Yep, and if they're a division winner and it's Brady against the Bills, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Sorry,
there's just something about Brady and the Bills in primetime and a bad.
Let's go to that game.
Bad thing. Hey, can we? That'd be nice. That'd be a fun game.
So I'll be back in the stands and go to that game.
Yeah, a little trip down to Florida wouldn't be a bad idea. Anyway, so yeah, I think with the Bills schedule, that again, I would be talking a little bit differently today if the Dolphins would have won the game yesterday. But I think, they're in good shape. They got some breathing room. Again, I don't see Miami running the table the next four games. At the very least, they're losing to the Chiefs. Maybe they lose to New England. Again, we can say New England is dead from a playoff standpoint, but as you pointed out earlier, it doesn't mean they're an easy out. They're still, if their passing offense is getting better, that helps them. They've been very good running the ball. They haven't been good throwing the ball until yesterday. So that's still a tough game. They beat Miami earlier. Well, they beat Miami in the season opener. So that's a tough game for the Dolphins. And look at Vegas. Vegas last night looked really good. They put up 31. Yeah. And their defense, which was down some players, gave up 35. But no one's going to pick on a defense who's giving up 35 to Mahomes. So Vegas and Miami, that like you said, maybe Vegas beats Miami. And that could sew up the division while the Bills are hanging out in Foxborough or maybe waiting to get on a plane.
I'm surprised you haven't brought up Survivor Series yet. Wasn't there a big WWE pay-per-view last night? You're out? You didn't watch it?
I'm out, yeah.
No fans equals no Howard?
It's hard. No, I tried again. I tried to watch SmackDown a little bit Friday night. It's just not the same. You know, and you know the problem with wrestling? When you get removed from the storylines on a regular basis, like I'll watch now and all of a sudden someone who was a good guy is a bad guy and like, what's up with this? Why is this, why do these two people hate each other? Bayley is now not with, for goodness sake, what's her name? I forgot the female wrestler Bayley was tagged with. Anyway, whatever. I think if you get away from the storylines for a month or so, all of a sudden you kind of like, what the hell happened while I was gone? And you feel like an outsider when you come back because things change. You know, like I said, teammates now hate each other and title belts have changed and good guys are bad guys and bad guys are good guys. And it's a mishmash. So it's not the same. That sport needs that entertainment, needs fans. I can watch NFL games without fans. I can watch college football games without fans. I can watch hockey. I can watch basketball. I can watch baseball. If there's one thing that needs fans, it's wrestling. So, yeah, I'm completely out. I won't even go back and watch Survivor Series. Besides, I had to watch Kansas City and the Raiders last night.
Yeah.
That thing was great. They come out, right? The first four, I swear, I'm thinking, do I need to find a stat to see if there's ever been a game where in the first half, every possession ended in a touchdown? Raiders came out, right down the field, touchdown. Kansas City gets the ball, right down the field, touchdown. Raiders get back, hey, touchdown, 14-7. Kansas City gets the ball, touchdown, 14-14. Raiders get, I think, a field goal next. And then it kind of slowed down a little bit after that. But I thought, man, what a great start to the game. Carr's throwing the ball. They can't stop Darren Waller. He looks really good. Carr's making some really good decisions. Mahomes is Mahomes, and they have nobody to match up with Travis Kelce. It was just such an entertaining football game. I got to tell you, it was so much fun to watch. And that's what I said. I thought, I'm watching that thinking that's a nice win the Bills got in Vegas earlier this season. That's a real nice win over the Raiders because they look really good, unless they just match up particularly well with Kansas City for some reason. When we get back, we'll get a little more NFL talk. We'll dash around the NFL from week 11. Hey, former Bill Aaron Williams is going to join us at 9 this morning. Stay tuned for that. 803-0550 for you to join us. Bills Football Monday on WGR, presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mad at the side of Fitzpatrick. Into the end zone and intercepted, picked off by the all-pro Justin Simmons.
Kevin Harlan on the call yesterday on CBS. Some of the highlights from week 11 in the NFL brought to you by, it was week 11, right? The bye weeks, I lose track of weeks each year. Game highlights brought to you by the Stam Law Firm. Let our family protect your family. Visit stamlaw.com. All right, Jeremy, two quick schedules to go through as we dash around the NFL here. Brought to you by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market. Steelers are 10-0. The Jets are 0-10. So I'm going to see if either one can end up with a perfect season, although I guess the Jets would be a reverse perfect season. Steelers are 10-0. They play Baltimore on Thursday night. Washington at the Bills, at the Bengals, no Joe Burrow, home against the Colts, and they close at Cleveland. 16-0 chance is what? Minimal?
Not minimal, no.
Minimal? You like 16-0? Better than 50%?
Well, I mean, there's a spot between minimal and 50.
Okay, right? Give me your percentage.
38
point what?
One.
Ooh, okay, I was thinking 38.9. But all right, well, let it go. I'm not going to argue with you. The Jets are 0-10. They have left. Hang on a second. Let me get my Jets schedule, handy-dandy Jets schedule here. What did I do with my Jets schedule? Hang on. Where did I put my Jets schedule? Oh, all right. I got to get the Jets schedule. I had the Miami schedule. Hold on one second. Jets schedule. They will play Miami next. I know that for sure.
Then the Raiders, the Seahawks, the Rams, the Browns, and the Patriots.
Okay, so Jets 0-16. For sure, right?
I know, for sure. They've got a good chance of teams, maybe the Browns, maybe the Patriots, not needing a game. I don't know. It's possible.
So the Jets are going.
Pittsburgh, who's more likely, 16-0 or 0-16?
0-16.
I'll give them like a 65% chance.
Who is the Jags have one win. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else who could give them a run for the number one pick in the draft. Let's see here.
The Jags are trying.
Yeah, there's nobody else, right? No other one-win teams other than the right, Jags are 1-9. I'm looking at two. You know, the Bengals only have two wins, and now Burrow's out. So they might go – they had a tie. So they could go 2-13-1. Yeah, nobody else. I think the Jets – yeah, I'm trying to think.
You're singing Brayton's song there with tossing a tie in there.
That tie thing, it messes my head up when we get to have to factor in ties because the Bengals could be 2-13-1. Yeah, I think the Jets are gonna end up, well, maybe they sneak in one win, but that would make them 1-15. My guess is the Jets will be destined for the number one overall pick.
Ready for my prediction? Jets will go 0-15 and beat the Patriots in week 16.
That'd be pretty funny.
That would be hilarious.
I was on Twitter yesterday. Some of the Jets media that I follow, you know, they're making a play in that game. They got it down to one possession. They got the ball back, and they're like, you know, this would be very Jetsy for them to actually win this football game and get one win and, you know, screw up your chances to get the number one overall pick.
According to this one website that that allows you to pick all the games, like a playoff simulator kind of, Playoff Predictors, it's called. If the Jets win and the Jaguars lose out the rest of the season, which they very well could do so, the Jaguars would have the number one pick.
Yeah, I didn't look at the Jags schedule the rest of the way.
So you're saying if they both have one
if they both
loss,
tie?
I think so. I mean, according to this site, I'm not sure if it's true, but I mean, I mean, that would be something if the Jaguars lose out and then the Jets manage to get one win and the Jets cost themselves a Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, they get Justin Fields, who's pretty good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Very true.
That's if Trevor Lawrence comes out.
Yeah.
But, still. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, this game against the Chargers was a very important must-lose. The Jets have a lot of must-lose games coming up, you know? Must-lose these games.
I mean, if they're, you know, who I assume, by the way, I assume when Darnold's healthy, they would just go back to Darnold. And they decided, I think they played in their secondary. They cut one guy last week. I think they put another guy on IR. They ended up starting two rookies yesterday. Both of their cornerbacks were rookie starters, so maybe they're going to start playing some of the younger guys, and that could lead to some more struggles on the defensive side of the ball, which means good chance of going 0-16. It is Bills Football Monday. Yes, the Bills didn't play, but we're still talking about the action yesterday, how you felt about the Bills after observing the games on their bye week, the division race. The AFC picture. The Bills are still the 3 seed, by the way, in the conference picture. We're going to talk about the Bills with former Buffalo Bill Aaron Williams when we get back. 803-0550 for you to join us. 888-552-550. You can add a smile to your Buffalo Football Monday with WGR and Crosby's. Earn points and rewards every day with the new My Crosby's Rewards program. Stop in today and learn more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.